I'm Sarah Austin Jeunesse, The Moth's executive producer and longtime host of The Moth Podcast. Every week, we share true stories told live and without notes by real people from all walks of life. Stories about disastrous haircuts, May-December romances, photographing Pluto, fighting for justice, and so much more. Some stories make you laugh, some make you think, and many stay with you long after they're told. Discover the power of story. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring. Boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
There's Saul Tlamakia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
So let me ask you this. Who of your current teammates would have 100% badassery on the Baseball Savant page?
You know who just got up here, who I think he is an absolute dog, is Sam Antonacci.
Ooh.
He was called up a couple weeks ago. Him, Mydroth, you know, and I live with him too. So, you know, maybe I'm giving him a little more than I should, but those two guys, the way they play and like how locked in they are every day, the way they approach the game. And I can say this because I don't care, because I'm a taller guy. They're both little guys, right?
Yeah.
They have a chip on their shoulder, but they're just absolute dogs when they play the game. Like every time they're in the box or in the field, like, you know, they're going to make something good happen. And they genuinely always care about what's going on in the game.
So bright red badassery.
Oh, yeah. Bright red. I don't know if you saw this. When was this? Two days ago? Yeah, 2 days ago. Playing Anaheim. Sam hits a single, and he rounded first so hard that he had to slide in the middle of the base path, like, to get back to first based off, like, his round at first base. Like, the guy's a psycho when he plays. Like, he's hitting his helmet, like, with his bat. Like, he's an absolute psycho.
I want to talk to him now.
Yeah, no. That's the thing. It's like, you get him on here, and he'd be like, oh, he's a nice guy, whatever.
Oh, no.
He's got a great personality. But, like, in terms of when he plays, it's like a flip. Is just, it's crazy.
So, here's my goal. I'm workshopping things, right? I like workshopping things.
Yeah.
And we're coming out. We're trying to do a thing. It's an off day in like July 5th or something like that. What I would like to have a panel of you interviewing Sam.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Is that when, the Red Sox come to?
The day before.
Yeah. They come to Chicago. Yeah.
Yeah. Real. We're going to workshop that. I think that'd be awesome.
Well, yesterday, he had a big triple to tie the game with two outs in the ninth. And I was standing right there with my phone. I asked him a question.
Did he?
And he got all nervous. Yeah, all the media was around him, and he looks up and he sees me, and I got my phone out, and I was asking him a question.
Wow. It'll be good. It's guys always like talking to other guys. Like it's like you and my draw sitting on the sofa. Do you have a nice sofa? You have a good sofa?
Yeah, we got a good couch.
It's all a good couch. It's like just you guys sitting around.
Just talking. Yeah.
You tell me the type of couch and sofa you have. I will transplant it wherever this get together is, just to make you feel comfortable.
Yeah, maybe we'll ship it to wherever we're doing this.
We have all kinds of fun. It's unlimited money. The t-shirts, baseball no SA burrito shirts are flying off the shelves. So but you talk about being there. I saw a thing that said that the guy said, we have to have Vassell come be where with us. We want him to travel, right?
Yeah.
Which was kind of like, if you're going to put something on your Wikipedia page, that's a pretty good one.
That's
a pretty good feather in the cap.
Traveled on the IL. It is a pretty good
one. But no, not that. People asking you to travel on the IL. Some people are like, oh, dude, like, what are you doing? Like, I don't know. They're asking you to come.
Yeah. No, I know. It is. Look, I've got unbelievable teammates. These guys are awesome. But when I heard that they wanted me there, they that you know, whatever. And look, like it's not like I'm trying to be so, like I just try and be
You're
myself
you.
every
You're
day.
you. Yeah.
It meant so much to me. And also at the same time, like it's making this rehab process go by way easier. Part of the team, whatever I can do, whatever props I can use to bring wins. Right now I have a Harry Potter wand
Oh,
and I'm
wait. Pause. So there's a couple things. You say what props? So that would suggest that you have multiple props. Do you want to work backwards on this, the most recent to like others?
Well, I mean, some of the other props haven't arrived yet,
Oh, okay.
so I can't break them out just yet. But the Harry Potter wand right now is it's 3-0 ever since it showed up.
Wait, how did that come about?
Well, we were just like joking around. Some of the guys talking about like some funny stories, and I was just like, "Yeah, what if I just started, casting spells on the other team?" Guys were like, "What are you talking about?" I was like, "Yeah, I like Harry Potter." So I show up the next day, and Jordan Leisure ordered me a Harry Potter wand to my locker, and I'm like, "What's going on with this?" So then I'm like, "You know what? Like, I'm gonna bring it out to the dugout." And I'm just gonna like wave it around and I'm gonna cast spells. Next thing you know, we're 3-0 since the wand showed up. We swept the Angels. And yesterday, Colson actually has the side view of it, Montgomery, of his walk-off hit. You can see me in the dugout waving the wand, casting the spell, boom, walk off. And I ran onto the field with the wand.
Really?
I did. Yeah.
But I mean, it's like kind of like calling a home run. You don't want to do it too much. Are you just constantly doing, or are you picking your
No,
spots?
no. So that's the thing is guy hits a homer, whatever. You know who loves the wand though is Mune.
Yeah.
Mirakami
Oh,
loves the
really?
wand. He was 0 for 3 or 0 for 2. And he's like, I went over to him with the wand and I shook it in his face. And then he gets a base hit. Next day we come into the dugout first thing, he goes, Where's the wand? And I'm like, don't worry, it's back there. Like, I've got the wand. Like, don't worry. The wand is not going anywhere.
Did he?
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This again, so many things. Did he say where's the wand, or did he say it through the translator that
No,
who
no. Oh, so he said, "Where's the wand?"
he
His
did?
yes. So his in Mune's English every single week is just like unbelievable.
Yeah.
How quick he's picking it up. I don't know if he's going through his translator Kenzo for it, or he's going home and I don't know what platform he's learning it on, but he's learning and he's picking it up quick.
It's because this isn't like where's the bathroom or good
No, no.
morning or whatever. Like where's the wand takes some
Where's
effort.
the wand?
Where
Yeah. And the thing he loves to say most too is sweep, because obviously we just swept. So he'll just scream sweep. It's awesome.
It's so good. By the way, I bought my, I don't know if it's the same one. I went to Harry Potter World, my kids. We bought one of those wands. Let's just say the profit margin of Universal Studios is pretty sizable.
Is it the one that shoots fire out?
Well, in fairness, this was a while ago, so it's probably been an
All right.
evolution of the wand. I mean, like by shooting fire out, what are you talking about?
So some of the guys in the locker room were like, "Hey, there's a wand that shoots out fire." And I was like, I don't know who I'd get in trouble with the league if I brought a wand into the dugout that shot fire. That probably is crossing over some line. I don't know which, but maybe for the locker room, I can have a wand that shoots fire.
Well, let me give you, I don't know for certain, but my the legal briefs that it comes with this certain thing, they would bring up the Kevin Gausman situation a year ago where he tweets out, "We need a flamethrower." And everyone thought they needed like another pitcher who threw hard. He was literally looking for a flamethrower for a clubhouse celebration.
Now so that's where my mind went though. I was like, does this count as a flamethrower? But I'm sure it's just like a little flame, almost like a lighter or like a match or something.
Yeah, I don't think this wasn't like a Glorious Bastards like flame or or Once like Upon a Time in Hollywood flamethrower. No.
Yeah, probably not.
So if are you like you said other props, why would you go off the wand? Like why?
Well, that's the thing is the props kind of happen organically, so I'm not trying to force anything. I'd like to have something, some kind of prop soon for maybe the Pope, you know, Pope Leo. But I think we're having like Pope Leo Day or something.
You are. You're so, like the Pope hat. Yeah, yeah.
So like if I'm in the dugout at some point with a Pope hat on, with a Harry Potter wand, and then whatever else is going to happen at that point, some people might think I'm literally just a mascot at some point this season with the amount of props I may have.
It helps pass the time, man. Like,
oh, 100%.
But this is great because I'm first of all, I've said this to you before. Thank you for being you. Like, thank you for being you. And
of course,
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right. On audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.